This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call.
Damn it, I want a monkey in this studio.
Kevin, Katie, and Ray on 106.5 The End.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. What is the weirdest thing that has happened on your couch? We want to hear your stories because a survey has come out with some results on the things that have happened on your couch. The average age is about 6 years old. Before I run over this, Katie, tell us about what you purposely dumped on your couch before.
Well, why doesn't Gavin tell when you came over to help us move?
You did that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's cat litter.
On your couch on purpose. Now, why would you do that?
Okay, hold on. Before you explain why you did it on purpose, I helped Katie move, and I picked up a couch with her husband to move it into the house, and when we turned it on its side... Thank God it was in the garage to go through a door. It looked like what was an entire thing of cat litter fell out of the cushions. I was super grossed out. And
was that used cat litter?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Because when you have cats, they do tend to track litter around the house.
Oh, right.
Because they squat in it. They get it on their paws. And, you know, you get some. And if you never clear out a couch cushion and vacuum underneath there... I would think like, okay, well, maybe that's how much her cats have tracked through the house. I thought it was used, and I was like,
no, it was brand new. Somebody had spilled like a sippy cup with milk or something down the back of our couch, and I cleaned it all up. I even like steam cleaned it, but it still had like a weird smell. So I put the cat litter there because the cat litter will absorb a bad smell.
It doesn't absorb all bad smells.
And it absorbed that one.
Did you clean up the cat litter after?
No, she didn't.
Yes, I did. What are you talking about?
It fell out of the couch. How did you clean it up?
I swept it.
You missed a lot.
No, after you guys brought it in, I swept it all
up. Oh, then you did it.
Yeah.
So how much prior to you moving did you dump a box of cat litter into your couch?
Just right before we put it in the moving truck.
Right before?
That is there.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that right before you know the couch is going to get turned around?
Oh, my God.
I'm weird.
Well, I didn't want to do it when it was inside my house because then cat litter would be everywhere. I don't understand why this seems so complicated.
I don't either.
Okay, so where is the right place to put cat litter in your couch?
She stumped me there with that question.
Okay.
766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. The average couch holds $1.55 in change.
That's funny.
And has been cried on 17 times.
Oh, please. Yeah. That's a low estimate.
That's per month in Katie's house.
I've mentioned it a couple times on this show. My friend Mohawk, who comes to visit me from Indiana, twice it's happened since I've lived. Once since I've lived here, and once when we were living in Michigan, he peed on my couch.
Oh, yeah. My, on purpose?
No.
Well, no, not on purpose.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he was mad at you or something.
No.
Like you left for too long.
Yeah, right. We went out and then we came back and he slept on the couch.
And he peed himself?
Yeah.
He had been overserved.
Overserved.
So what'd you do? Pour cat litter on the couch?
No, I don't have any cat litter to pour on there.
No, you just let it sit there because that's better.
I had to get rid. Oh, I was going to get rid of my couch anyway, but I did use it as an excuse because I found out that my brother and his husband had sex on my couch.
That is true. That is true.
I was like,
and then
all
he
right.
made them give him a write him a check to have it cleaned.
I did.
And then they wrote sex in the what is it for?
Oh,
they
that's did. Nice.
Yeah.
Adrian from El Dorado Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
What weird thing happened on your couch?
My boyfriend's parents have a place in Tahoe that they were letting us use for like his birthday weekend. And in the middle of the night, we hear like this growling and moaning sound. So we go downstairs to see what it is, and it is a mother raccoon giving birth to her baby on the couch.
What?
Yes.
Wait, so I can't tell if that would be scary or magical.
I'm certainly not what you would expect to see. And the couch was inside the house?
Yes, of course. It was not magical, though. Like, we were... It was not. It was kind of like gross. We just went back upstairs.
What?
I'm not gonna lie. Well, that, we didn't know what to do.
But what do you do? Stop a mother raccoon in the middle of giving birth to her baby? Like, so what is the proper protocol?
I don't know. But go back to sleep isn't an option.
Okay,
well, okay,
so what was the next morning?
You come down
the next morning.
Okay, so we come down the next morning and. But Mama Raccoon and all her babies were gone.
Okay, so she took them out. She took them out.
Yes.
But
the couch is still messed up. You know, you can tell they were there, but she was totally gone.
That's so...
Wow.
God, can I just say something right now? Health insurance companies are kicking people out of maternity wards
too fast.
Right, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.